ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम ओम गणानां त्वा गणपतिं हवामहे कविं कवीनामुपमश्रवस्तमं ज्येष्ठराजं ब्रह्मणां ब्रह्मणस्पत आनश्रृण्वन्नोतिभिः सीदसादनम् ॐ श्रीमहागणपतये नमः ॐ सहनाभवतो सहनौ भुनक्तो सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः. दिस् भजगोविन्दम् दि फस्ट् इट् कन्सिस्ट् आफ् सम् वर्सस् सम् 33 वर्सस् आर् देर् टोटलि वेरि सिम्पल् सिम्पल् वर्सस् and people think it is something on Bhagavan Govinda. That's not true. It's not a stotram. Bhajagovindam is not a stotram. Stotra means, you know, verse in praise. No? Verse recited or sung in praise of the Lord is stotram. We have many stotras. But Bhajagovindam is not a stotram. It's a book of teaching. It's a book of conversion. Book of conversion. That means this understanding of the meaning of the verses will convert a person. Convert a non-religious person into a religious person. Convert a merely religious person into a spiritual person. Convert an ethical person into a spiritual person. Convert an unethical into ethical person. That is Bhaja Govindam. And it begins with the sentence Bhaja Govindam. Therefore the book also is called Bhaja Govindam. It's otherwise called Moha Mudgaraha. Moha Mudgaraha. If you see, we'll just chant the verses. Very simple, then I'll tell the meanings. Bhaja Govindam, Bhaja Govindam, Bhaja Govindam, Bhaja Govindam, Govindam Bhaja Mudhamate. Govindam bhaja mudhamate samprapte sannihite kale samprapte sannihite kale nahi nahi rakshati dukrin karane nahi nahi rakshati dukrin karane bhaj govindam bhaj govindam bhaj govindam bhaj govindam govindam bhaj mudhamate govindam bhaj mudhamate samprapte samprapte sannihite kale sannihite kale nahi nahi rakshati nahi nahi rakshati dukrin karane dukrin karane. So that's a emphatic expression. When a sentence is repeated, repetition is always for emphasis. to say something emphatically, to stress what is said there, it is repeated. Bhaja Govindam. It's enough. Bhaja Govindam, Bhaja Govindam, Govindam Bhaja Mudhamate. It's three times it is said, it is emphasized. That means you can see how important it is what is emphasized through the sentence. So Govindam means Govindanai. In Sanskrit Bhasha, Govindaha means Govindan. Govindam means Govindanai. It's an objective case. Irandavathu vetrumai. Bhaja is an imperative verb. Govindanai bhaja. Bhaja means what? May you see, bhajati means worships, praises, attains, knows. Look at how many meanings are there. So bhaja Govinda means may you worship Govinda, may you attain Govinda, may you sing in praise of Govinda, may you reach Govinda, may you know Govinda. Therefore, Govindanai adaivayaha, vayubaduvayaha, arivayaha. So here, the very thing, Govindam bhaja, may you attain the Lord. May you worship the Lord. May you sing in praise of the Lord, and may you know the Lord. And here, the Lord, Bhagavan, who is Bhagavan? We all know very well, the whole Jagat is Ishvara. No? The whole Jagat is Ishvara, we know very well. I told you, remember these two words, Iraivan and Kadavul. Remember? Anginganamal engum irendu kidappadal Iraivan. That which is all pervasive is Iraivan. But even though Bhagavan is all pervasive, the whole Jagat is the Lord, the whole Jagat is manifestation of the only reality. That reality is available for recognition only as the substance, only as the truth of the mind. That is why what? No? Udambai kadandu, mapulangale kadandu, understand? Paangale kadandu. மனதையும் கடந்து உள்ளே இருப்பது போல் இருக்கிறதுனா கட உள்ளுனாச்சு. That's why கடவுள் கடந்து உள்ள போகணும்னாச்சு. You stuck with it, you can't know. கடந்து உள்ளே போனா கடவுள்னா, கடந்து உள்ளே இருப்பது போல் இருப்பதுனா கட உள். We have the word in Tamil. Understand? கடவுள். That is why. So, Iraivan Kadavul, remember these two words, very beautiful words, some Tamil words. So, Govindam Bhaja, when you say the Lord, the whole, who is Iraivan, who is Kadavul, understand? In Irindu Kidappavan, Analam Kadandu Ulle Ariyappada Vendiyavan. Understand? Ulle Iruppadu Pol Iruppavan. Irukkindra Parambur. Iruppavannu Sopradhan. Irukkindra Parambur. Therefore, may that Lord, the whole Jagat is Ishvara. How many names are there to imply the Lord? If any name of any one object can be the name of the Lord. That's why Anantanama. Bhagavan is called Anantanama. Enatra perhale udayavan. Know why? Anantanama means what? The person of innumerable names. Lord is the only person, okay, only being of innumerable countless names. Why? Because the whole Jagat is Ishvara. Any name of any one object is what? Name of the Lord. That is why so many names are there for Bhagavan. That is why we do Sahasranama. Understand now? And here, it is impossible for us to chant the names of the Lord. How many names can I remember? Because Kalman, oh my God, I tell you, all the words indicating all the objects are what? All the objects are the Lord. Therefore, all the names, words, terms indicating all the objects are the names of the Lord only. Very difficult. That is why we are very clever. What we do, when rishis are very, our shastras, they very tactfully we have done, they have taken whatever is the language, whatever is an object, whatever is the name of an object, whatever is the term used to indicate the object, any language, okay, any word, any language is nothing but combination of sounds, constitution of sounds. What are all the sounds? Vowels and consonants. Uyiratthukkalum, meyatthukkalum, oligal da, uyir oli, mey oli. Understand? Vowels and consonants, doesn't matter whichever language is. So how many sounds maximum you can create? Okay, where do we produce these sounds? Sthanani, shabda sthanani, only from here. Okay, guttural to the lips. No other part of the body, from no other part of the body can sounds be produced. Any sound, any vowel sound, any vowel sound, any consonant sound can be produced only between this gutter and lips. Any language. No language is spoken any other part of the body. No? Any language has to come from here only. That is why they counted maximum you can produce 54 totally vowels and consonant sounds together. Maximum we can produce 54 sounds. And all the 54 sounds are between what? Between gutter and lips. Therefore, they have taken the first letter, vowel, and then last vowel, then one consonant also, Without bringing your two lips together, you cannot say, pronounce the sound ma. A, ma. That's why any baby, mum is easy, amma is easy. Very easy, no way. Only it has to use one guttural sound and one labial sound. Mum. Amma. So, a, one guttural, is a guttural, m is a labial, then you take this together, this om, three sounds, two vowels, one consonant together, constitute what? Om. Om. These three sounds stand for all the 54 sounds. All the 54 sounds means what? All vowels and all consonants. And all vowels and consonants stand for all the words constituted of those sounds in any language. And all the words stand for objects indicated by those words. And all the objects constitute what? The whole universe. If you ask, what is Vishwam? What is this universe? First name of the Lord Vishnu is called Vishwam. Vishwanathan Vara. That's a different thing. Lord of the universe, Vishwanathaha. One of the names of the Lord is Vishwam. Vividhaihi pratyaihi gamyam iti Vishwam. That which is indicated by, that which is the constituent of innumerably countless objects indicated by innumerably countless words is called Vishwam. Is it clear? Vishwam, that's the meaning of Vishwam. Therefore, Om is equal to Vishwam. Om is what? Sound symbol of the Lord the Whole. Therefore, every name, every term indicating any object is Bhagavan Nama only, really speaking. That is why we cannot go and do namaskaram to everything in the universe. That is why what we do 54 into 54 plus 54, 108, okay, or 1008, multiples of 9. What we do the archana 108 times or 1008 times. Every nama when we say, one nama, name of the Lord, stands for one sound, which stands for all the words beginning with that sound, which stands for all the objects indicated by the words beginning with that one sound. Therefore, when you finish 108 names, the whole jagat you have done namaskaram to, the entire jagat. Is it wonderful? You say 108 names. Om Keshavaya Namaha, Om Govindaya Namaha, Om Madhavaya Namaha, Om Madhusudanaya Namaha, Om Trivikramaya Namaha, Om Vamanaya Namaha, Om Rishikeshaya Namaha. We said different names here. But each name becomes what? Stands for one sound. One sound stands for all the words involving that one sound. All the words stand for all the objects indicated by those words. Amazing, isn't it? Therefore, when you finish 108 times, the whole jagat becomes bowed to. This is a secret. That's why one of the names of Bhagavan is called Anantanama. Anantanama means what? Ennatra pergale udayavan. The being of innumerable names. Okay, here Shankaracharya in this stotram has taken a special name Govindaha. Why? That is important here. Everybody will ask Govinda means everybody will say Matakaran. Maad Meipavan. No? That's a literal meaning. Go means cow. Vindaha means Vindate means to, there are two meanings again. Vindate means protects. Vindate also means attains. Go means cow, go also means knowledge. So Govindaha means protector of the cows. Go also means jiva. Therefore, protector of jivas. Uyirgalai kaakkiravan, pashukkalai kaakkiravan. It's a literal meaning. The Shiva also has the same name, meaning what? Pashupatihi. Okay, lord of jivas. Pashupati. Patihi also means protector. Law Patihi means lord. Patihi means the protector also. Pati iti patihi. So look at this. Pashupatihi, Govindaha mean the same. Pashupatihi, protector of jivas, protector of cows. Understand? So here the protector of jivas, protector of cows. This is a literal meaning. But Govindaha means, go means knowledge. Vindaha means to be attained. Okay? The one who has to be attained. So, the one who has to be attained through knowledge is Govindaha. Who is the Lord? Lord is the one who has to be attained through knowledge. That means what? Knowing the Lord is attaining the Lord. Arival adayappada vendiyavan Govindan. Govindan na solluk enna porul? Arival adayappada vendiyavan. Lord has to be attained through knowledge is Govindaha. That means what? The very word Tamil long sentence, huh? Arival adayappada vendiyavan Govindaha. in the Samsara short, Govindaha. One who has attained through knowledge. That means what? This is a fact about the Lord. You can never attain the Lord. Why? Because you are non-separate from the Lord. Understand? Wave can never attain the water, nor can the wave ever attain the ocean. The wave is ever inseparable from the ocean. The wave is ever inseparable from the water. Therefore, you can never attain the Lord. Anything which is away from you, you can attain. Lord being never away from you. See, Lord here I mean the Paramparul. Okay? அனைத்துமாக இருக்கிற பரம்பொருள் நீயாகவும் இருப்பதால் நீ ஒருபோதும் பரம்பொருளை அடைய முடியாது. அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட்? Therefore you can never attain the Lord because you are never separate from the Lord. Therefore, knowing what the Lord is, who the Lord is what? Attaining the Lord. Therefore, attaining the knowledge of the Lord is attaining the Lord. And it's attaining the knowledge who the Lord is what? Attaining the Lord. இறைவனை அறிதலே அடைதல். There is no way of attaining. You attain the knowledge of the Lord. You never attain the Lord. That is why we say here Govindaha means one who has to be attained through knowledge. That's why Govindaha. So Govindam bhaja, when you say bhaja, you have to understand that what? Hey, don't waste time in your life. Time, this human time in human life is very, very, very precious. Aridaridhu, mandarai, pirattaladhu. Understand, we don't know. Luckily, we have assumed this body. We are not crawling or flying and jumping or hopping. Luckily, so we have got this human shariram. And this is the only shariram when you are here. You have a great, precious opportunity for us to know the truth. You know why? All other beings are, they're programmed. They're not self-conscious. There's no knowledge. I am. Therefore, even the half knowledge they are not blessed with. Therefore, they cannot make their knowledge total. பாதி அறிவே இல்லாத விலங்கினங்கள் வந்து அறிவை முழுமைப்படுத்திக் கொள்ள முடியாதுன்னா. Because we are blessed with half knowledge, you know you are, you know Bhagavan is, but you do not know who you are, you do not know who Bhagavan is. If when you know you are, if because you know you are, when you also know who you are, I told in the last class, பாதி அறிவு முழுமையாகிறது. The knowledge becomes incomplete, knowledge becomes complete, half knowledge becomes complete, total knowledge. அறிவின் முழுமை நிறைவு, I said. Understand? It is அறிவின் முழுமையை நிறைவு. The knowledge, total knowledge is what? Fullness. Happiness. Therefore, you are fortunate. The human life is very precious. Life, body is very precious one. Some punyam has got us the shariram. And the life we are living also is what? Very precious. We don't know how long this life we are ordained to. This span of life is ordained for us. It does not waste its time. Let us live our life focused. Let this life be lived having a proper ultimate goal of life. The Bhagavan says here, Shankara says, Bhaja Govindam. May you know the Lord. May you know the Lord. May you know the Lord. Don't waste your time. Paramparulai purindhu kolla muyachisai paramparulai therindhu kolvayaga. Iraivanai arivayaga. That is the meaning. That is the meaning. Bhaja Govindam. Why should you know? if we do not know what will happen other than, this is a very, very, very assertive expression, other than this knowledge of who the Lord is. How can you know who the Lord is? Knowing yourself is knowing the truth of the universe. Knowing the truth of the universe is what? Knowing the whole being, the Lord. This is what knowing the Lord. Understand? Knowing the Lord is attaining the Lord. Other than this knowledge, nothing else will be able to protect you. Nahi, nahi, rakshati. There again, the nahi is twice said. No, whenever anything is said more than once, repetition is always, we can say, is said to be punarukti dosha. Repeating things in literature is looked upon as punarukti dosha, error of repetition. But sometimes things are repeated when things which are explained or unfolded are very subtle, things are repeated. So it is not said to be wrong, looked upon as wrong thing, error. Sometimes to make the expression more emphatic, you know, then also more assertive, they repeat the words. Nahi nahi rakshati. No, nothing will protect you. Nothing protects. When samprapte sannihite kale. Kale sannihite samprapte. No, kalaha means time factor. The time factor will not wait. When there was a time you were born, when there was time, for everything is happening in time. We don't have any say over situations which happen in time. Similarly, the time comes means what? When the death, no, approaches. Kalaha samprapte sannihite kale. This is a fact. We all of us know that we were born. No, one day we were born. Definitely, death is definite. For all those who were born, death is definite. It is a bitter fact. We know that, but we never think of it. No, even Bhagavad Gita, there is a verse which says, you know, jatasya hi dhruvo jan, no, jatasya hi dhruvo janma mritam jan dhruvam janma mritasya cha. For the one who is dead, birth is definite. Now you know that. For the one who is dead, birth is definite. For the one who is born, death is definite. Aparihariye arthe. This is aparihariyartha. Okay? Aparihariyartha means what? There is no parihara for this. Go to Shikashi, go to Gaya, go there. Some parihara puja, do something, you can change. Yedhaadu puja panni maatalama. No, can you do this? No parihara will work here. Why? This is aparihariya. Okay? Aparihariya artha. It cannot be unalterable, unchangeable, the fact, okay, the situation which happens in life. Therefore, death is definite in life. As long as we are young, as long as we are able to keep ourselves occupied and busy and engaged with so many socializing things, we are not thinking of death, we are not thinking of fear, we are okay. But suddenly things happen to our desire, no, which things are when they're not to our expectation, not, no, undesirable situations come, then slowly we start thinking little bit. I tell you, death is inevitable in life, fact. And when death comes, that means what? The time of this, everyone has this fear of death. This is another fact. See, nobody ever thinks, no, I am not afraid of death. I am ready to die any time. People will say this. But really, when they are in deathbed, there will be fear of death. When people go through a lot of suffering and problems, they think, oh, I am ready to die. People who commit suicide think they can escape. No, they're not scared of death. Really speaking, really there is fear of death. In fact, the fear of death alone, it is that dormant, latent in all of us. But all our anxiety in life we have in our life, the insecure feeling that we have in our life, okay, the sense of being insecure, the fear, the anxiety, fear of anything, small things. How anxious we become. Small things makes us feel anxious. All those are symptoms of the disease of the fundamental fear of death. So fear of death is the root cause, okay, of which root disease, root cause of the disease, okay, it's the root disease. And all our anxiety, any time, whenever you get any anxious or any fear, is what? Symptom of that disease. And when things get over, we are relieved of anxiety. But still, the disease has not gone. Okay, symptom alone goes. That is there. That is why the very desire I want to live long is there in all of us. That itself is what? Because of this, there's a fear of death. Nobody can say that. Nobody can deny, oh, no, I'm not afraid of death. That's not true. If we are in deathbed, we will know what is fear of death. We are not in deathbed. I don't say you should be afraid of. We are going to face death now. Because we know Vedanta students should always, you know, face death. There's a verse which is going to say. The same Bhajagovindam he is going to say later on. Bhagavad Gita kinchidadhita Ganga jalalava kanika pita Sakrudapiena murari samacha kriyate tenayamena charcha yamena saha charcha na kriyatena. Though even if you have little bit of understanding of Bhagavad Gita, if you have had drop of Ganga water, you have uttered once murari, name of murari, then you will not have any charcha argument with Lord Yama. No way. You won't be scared of him. Means what? You will have the knowledge. That's what the same Bhajagavan says later on. Later on he is going to say that. But now, so here Pankracharya in the beginning, initially he says, no Bhagavan, I tell you, other than the self, okay, when you know yourself, you are emotionally independent. Other than self-knowledge, any knowledge is useful, okay? The aparavidya, knowledge of anything other than yourself, knowledge of Bhagavan, no? Anything other than Bhagavan will what? It's only will make you emotionally dependent, okay? Will not free you from emotional dependence. உன்னை பற்றிய அறிவை தவிர பகவானை பற்றிய அறிவை தவிர வேறு எந்த அறிவும் எந்த அச்சீவ்மெண்ட்டும் அக்காம்ப்ளிஷ்மெண்ட்டும் வில் நாட் ஃப்ரீ யூ ஃப்ரம் இமோஷனல் டிபெண்டன்ஸ். தட் இஸ் சத்தியம். ஆஸ் லாங் ஆஸ் தெர் இஸ் இமோஷனல் டிபெண்டன்ஸ் தெர் வில் பி ஃபியர். Understand why there is such a phenomenon called fear. Bayam endra onru yen. You see, Subramanya always Murugan comes. Yam irukka bayam yen. Understand why he always Murugan, the Subramanya, Kartikeya is present as Yam irukka bayam yen. How long will there be fear? Will there be fear? Bayam on irukkumanna. Bayam no on irukkaan keta. Yes, there is a phenomenon called fear. What is this fear? It's a state of mind. Where is it? It's there. In every mind it is there dormant. It surfaces then and there. But how to get rid of it? as long as there is emotional dependence, there will be fear. So freedom from emotional dependence is, see, I don't talk about the physical dependence, okay? As long as there is, okay, as long as we are emotionally dependent, physically we will be dependent somehow or the other, okay? We will manage and we will be difficult. But emotionally we have to become dependent. As long as we are emotionally dependent, there will be a phenomenon called fear. Understand? That is why fear will be there, and that fear, understand? Nothing will protect you. If you want to get rid of that fear of death, you have to become emotionally independent. You have to become free from emotional dependence. In fact, real moksha is freedom from emotional dependence is moksha. Freedom from emotional dependence is moksha. Therefore, what should you do? Govindam bhaja. Unnaini arivayaha. Paramburulaini arivayaha. இறைவனை நீ புரிந்து கொள்வாயாக. மே யூ நோ யுவர் செல்ஃப், மே யூ நோ த ட்ரூத் ஆஃப் யுவர் செல்ஃப், த ட்ரூத் ஆஃப் த ஹோல் யூனிவர்ஸ், மே யூ நோ, மே அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் தி கான்செப்ட் ஆஃப் லார்ட். திஸ் இஸ் த நாலெட்ஜ். திஸ் நாலெட்ஜ் அலோன் வில் ஃப்ரீ யூ ஃப்ரம் இமோஷனல் டிபெண்டன்ஸ், தட் பை யூ வில் பிகம் ஃப்ரீ ஃப்ரம் ஃபியர் ஆஃப் டெத். நஹி நஹி ரக்ஷதி, சம்பிராப்தே சந்நிஹிதே காலே நஹி நஹி ரக்ஷதி மீன்ஸ் வாட்? தென் டுக்ரிஞ்ச் கரணே மீன்ஸ் வாட்? டுக்ரிஞ்ச் மீன்ஸ் இஸ் அ ரூட் டு சே டு டூ திங்ஸ் இஸ் அ ரூட். டுக்ரிஞ்ச் கரணே மீன்ஸ் தி இட் ஸ்டாண்ட்ஸ் ஃபார் ஆக்ஷன், பர்ஃபார்மன்ஸ் ஆஃப் ஆக்ஷன். Dukrinj karane means implies performance of activity, action. So whatever you accomplish in life, okay, all artha, varieties of artha, whatever, how much your wealth you accumulate, how much your good name how much highly praised you are in society, recognized in society, whatever is your position in society, how much are you possess, and whatever is your manpower or money power in society, influence in society, and however famous you are, whatever is your eminence, all the artha kamas, all the pleasures you enjoyed in life, you can say, I have seen the best of pleasures in life, the best of things in my life, you can say, actually all the artha kamas, no, you have accomplished so much in life. How? By doing, by gaining the worldly knowledge, by gaining the knowledge of so many things, by doing so many things, you can accomplish so much. All that is called, implied by the word dukrinj karane, means what? All that one accomplishes in one's life through activity. அதை செஞ்சு இதை சம்பாதிச்சு, இதை செஞ்சு அதை சம்பாதிச்சு, we always say this, no? All that, if you see, analyze and see what all you have accomplished till now, you have worked for it, you have earned it, whatever you have earned now, till now, that's all what? Outcome of your hard work, physical activity, mental activity, no? Your activity. Therefore, he says, all the other, all artha kamas, even the charity, the life of, the charitable activity which you have done, even dharma, punyam you have occurred in life, even the punyam you have occurred in life, by living a life of dharma, by being charitable, you have occurred a lot of punyam. you have acquired, you enjoy the best of pleasures in life, and you have all forms of wealth, all forms of artha, kama, you acquired like a punyam by being charitable, by living a life of dharma, you are known for your name and fame, even then, all those things, artha, kama, dharma, are all the three ends accomplished through activity, by performing actions, will not help you, will not protect you at all, other than the knowledge of yourself, which is knowledge of the truth of the whole Bhagavan, which is knowledge of Bhagavan. This again emphasizes artha kama pursuits are important, for which you need to do karma. Without doing karma, how can you accomplish artha and kama? And you must accomplish artha and kama in conformity with dharma. You must accomplish, acquire a lot of punyam also by being charitable, etc. That's all fine. That can only prepare the antahkaranam for jnanam, but that itself will not free you from this fear of death. Will not free you from emotional dependence. All other accomplishments are important. One has to have all other accomplishments, but those understand the limitations of them. What is the limitation of them? That they cannot free you from emotional dependence. So, artha gives you all infrastructure, name and fame. Pleasure, you know, of course, objects of pleasure really give you all pleasures, time-bound pleasures. Punyam also gives you name and fame, etc. But what they cannot give is freedom from emotional dependence. Therefore, those artha kama dharma accomplished by doing karma, understand, is implied by the word dukrinj karane. So they will not na rakshati, they do not protect you. Nothing protects you. Nothing other than knowledge protects you. What knowledge? Knowledge of Bhagavan. Knowledge of Bhagavan alone will protect you. Knowledge of Ishvara will protect you. Knowledge of Ishvara means what knowledge? Knowledge of the truth of the whole Jagat. Knowledge of the truth of Jagat. How can you gain knowledge of the truth of the whole Jagat? Just by knowing knowledge of yourself. Understand? That is why may you not waste your time, attain the knowledge of the Lord. Attain the Lord means attain the knowledge of the Lord. Govindam bhaja means Iraivanai adaivayaha. Iraivanai adaivayaha means Iraivanai arivayaha. Arivin, okay, aridalal adaivayaha. We know the, attain the Lord through knowledge. The Govinda itself means what? One has to be attained through knowledge. He has taken appropriate name of the Lord here. He did not use another name. Is it clear? First verse is over. Bhaja Govindam, Bhaja Govindam, Govindam Bhaja Moodhamate, Samprapte Sannihite Kale, Nahi Nahi Rakshati Dukrin Karane. This is the conversion. First conversion starts. What? Karma will not, performance of actions is important to accomplish artha kama dharma, but performance of actions and the accomplishments accomplished through the performance of actions will not free me from emotional dependence. As long as I'm emotionally dependent, there will be the discomfort state of state of mind called fear, which is not comforting, which is not desirable. It's a pain. Fear is pain. And knowledge of the Lord alone will free me from fear, will free me from emotional dependence. Therefore, may you know the Lord. May you attain the Lord through knowledge. It's clear? I don't know. In this context, I want you to remember the other verse which I taught you long ago from Subramanya Bhujangam. Do you remember that verse? There is a beautiful verse. Again, Shankaracharya talks about one verse. He says, now, how to free oneself from emotional dependence. He says, same verse, he puts it in differently. Adi Shankaracharya stotras, any stotram you read, this is not a stotram. There is actually a Subramanya Bhujangam, is a stotram there. Here it's just a teaching, he just tells that it is a stotram. Bhujangam, you know, Prashantendriye Nashta Samge Vicheshte Kapodgarivatre Bhayodkampigatre Prayanon mukhe mayanathe tadanim drutam medayalo bhavagre guhatvam. Why I called prayer that? There's a prayer. No, this devotee is talking to Subramanya. This, he sang this in Tiruchendur, in front of Tiruchendur Murugan. Okay, he says, see, prashanta indriye, all my, when I get very old, when I am in living in a old body, all my sense powers have become what? Invalid. They lost their power. Kannu sariya theriyamaatengudhu. No, I can't hear properly. I can't see properly. Like that, all my sense powers have become very weak. They're not as powerful as they were when I was young. Prashanta indriye, pulan shaktigal ellam mangiye bodhu. Kap prashanta indriye, nashta samge, nashta samge. Nashta samgya means what? Even my memory has, I lost my memory. Understand? Even when my memory will be lost, when my memory also is what? Won't be the same. Now I'm able to remember so much. And there I will be able to, I'll be forgetting things. I won't have even proper memory when I get old. Nashta samgya. When I'll get my memory also, I won't have my proper memory also. I lose my memory power. Nashta samge. Ninaivatrala ilakkum pozhudhu. Now, pulungal ellam mangiye pozhudhu. Nashta samge. Vicheshte. Vicheshte means what? I'll be completely devoid of activity. Vicheshta. Why activity? Because I want to, mentally, I'm energetic. I want to do things. But my body doesn't cope with my mind. I want to go outside, I want to go for a walk, I want to meet my friends, I want to talk to them, I want to go out and eat, I want to eat this, I can't eat. I want to go out, run, I can't run. Understand, I want to do my things myself, I'm not able to do. Why? Vicheshta. I'm because physically also I become invalid. I'm not able to do, I won't be able to do my things, okay? That's a thing. So physically, Vicheshte. So ஒன்று ஒரு செயலும் செய்ய முடியாத போது புலன்களும் மங்கிய போது நினைவாற்றலும் போன போறமா இருக்கிறப்போ what can I do? She says, Prashanta Indriye, Nashta Samge, Vicheshte, then at least sitting in one place, I can talk to some people. No. Kapa udgare vaktre. Again, my throat is, full with the phlegm and stuff. I can't even talk properly. So, kapa udgare vaktre, bhaya utkampi gatre. That is when I'll be very, very frightened. I'll be trembling with fear. Bhaya utkampi gatre. I'll be shivering with fear, trembling with fear. Bhaya utkampi, utkampi means what? Odungi nadungirathu. Bhayathula nadungitirupen. Bhaya utkampi gatre. When, that is when? Prayana unmuke. Prayanam. I'll be ready, awaiting my prayanam, journey. Last journey. Okay? Prayana unmuke, awaiting my journey, my final journey. Waiting for the death, okay? Prayana unmuke, bhayotkampi gatre, prayana unmuke. Then, I have all my people around, but still I am alone. I am very lonely. No way. Mayi anathe. Mayi anathe. When I'll be lonely. I'll feel very, very lonely. People around, they can't relate to me. I can't relate to them. I can't communicate with them. Nobody, because why I'm anatha? Nobody can free me from this fear of death. My sons are there, daughters are there, grandchildren are there, all my relatives have come. They all have nice pudding and eating, and then they have this big party outside. The Shamiana waiting for me to go. Okay, எப்போ சொல்ல முடியாது பெரிய எழுத்துட்டு இருக்காரு கொஞ்சம் பார்க்கணும் வெயிட் பண்ணணும்பாங்க. You all send word and then phone calls have went and the people all have come. And somebody is serving tea and coffee, juices everywhere. They have their own lokayat. But here, all of them have come. What's the use? Who can protect me? Okay, bhaya utkampi gatre. Prayana unmuke, vaya utkampi gatre, mayi anathe. I tell you, I have lots of people, my relatives and friends and people, my children, everywhere, everybody is around, but still I am anatha. Mayi anathe, O Subramanya, O Lord, E Guha. Shankaracharya, amazing genius. He uses the appropriate word. Here, Vajjagovindam, he says Govinda. Then he calls the Lord Guha. Hey Guha, Guhane. Why Guha? Manam is Guhai. Okay, the Guha is mind. One who remains hidden, where? In the Buddhi Guha, in the cave of, if we don't need to go and hide and seek game he's playing, okay? In the cave of mind, reality is hiding now. Every wave is a buddhi, okay? The thought is what? A cave. Understand? Reality is hiding behind it, behind the form. It's a guha. Drutam, hey dayalo. Okay? O embodiment of compassion. Hey guha. Hey guha, guhane. Manamennu guhil marandirikkiravane, olundirikkiravane. Okay? Hey Guha, Druta Agre Bhava, please come in front of me. That means what? Please reveal thy Swarupam to me. Drutam me dayalo, Bhava Agre Guha Tvam, Bhava Agre Guha. Hey Guha, Tvam, Guhane, Ni, Tvam, Ni, Agre Bhava. முன்னால் வந்து நிற்பாயாக முன்னால் இருப்பாய் நாட் முன்னால் அப்படி அர்த்தம் இல்ல ரிவீல் தை ஸ்வரூபம் டு மீ முன்னால வா அப்படி அர்த்தம் உங்களுக்கு யூ ஆர் குஹ யூ ஆர் ஹைடிங் இன் மை ஓன் மைண்ட் தி கேவ் ஆஃப் மை மைண்ட் பிளீஸ் ரிவீல் தை ஸ்வரூபம் டு மீ என்னை எனக்கு காட்டு நானா இருக்கிற உன்னை எனக்கு காட்டு அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் பிளீஸ் ரிவீல் தை ஸ்வரூபம் which is there as me, okay, where the very Swarupam as in my own mind. He's calling. No, why? Anathaha, there Bhagavan says, we have a wrong understanding. Anathaha, now who's anathaha? We think anathaha is an orphan. I tell you, in the Understand? In our culture, there's nobody who's orphan. There's no anathaha. Everybody is anathaha only. But all of us, every one of us will be orphan. When? The time of death. You know who is an anathaha? Nathaha means the Lord, Talaivan. Who is Nathaha? One who does not require, okay, anything else to hold on to. One who doesn't require anything else to hold on to depend on is Nathaha, Talaivan. Who is Anathahana? Who is Anathahana? The one who is dependent on something else, understand, is Anathahana. One who is dependent on external things is Anathaha. The emotionally dependent is Anatha. Emotionally independent is Natha. One who has something to depend on is what? Sanatha. One who does not have anything to depend on is Anatha. One who has something to depend on is Sanatha. One who doesn't need anything to depend on is what? Natha. So by birth, from childhood, we always have what is, no? You have dependence what? We always have something or the other to keep us going. We have the company of something or the other in our lives. We are never alone. From childhood, we always have something or the other to keep us busy, to keep us going, to keep us occupied, to keep us engaged. We are always engaged. We are always busy. We are always occupied. We are never free. Understand? Something or other we have to do. See, anything which holds your attention, when you are waking state, when you are asleep, it's a different thing. When you are awake, in waking state, you have something or the other to do which keeps you busy, holds your attention. Okay? Something or other holds your attention. So, if you do some karma, if you are physically active, you can do something or the other. The work you do keeps you busy, it holds your attention. Nothing is there to do, you talk to somebody on the phone, that keeps you busy, that keeps you busy. Okay, so then watch till nobody is at home, I'm all alone, I watch television. Television keeps you, holds attention, it gives you company, understand? It holds your attention. Watch serial, okay, nothing is there, mangama, nice classical music I listen to, that holds attention. Any fine art, any art, understand, music, drama, dance, anything keeps your attention, or the work you do keeps you busy. So, I tell you, something or the other holds your attention, understand, you engages you, keeps you occupied, what now? Keeps you busy, anything which keeps you busy and occupied becomes your company. Understand? Understand the concept of companionship here. Company. Anything becomes your company. Even if nobody else is around at home, not only we don't say people alone, even if nobody else is around, if you are healthy enough, you can go, cook, eat, and the things keep you busy. You know that you need people themselves. Nothing else is there also. You have people around to keep you busy. That's why people have dogs also. They become company, talk to them and all that, shout at them and all that. And then people watch for programs. Other thing is, okay, read books. Read. People read a lot. Books become company. Understand? When you have company, you are Sanatha. The one who has something or the other to hold the person's attention, which keeps one busy, becomes the company for the person. Such a person is called Sanathaha. Understand? One who does not have any company at all is anathaha. When do you become companyless? By watching TV, I can keep myself busy, I can't watch. By hearing something, I can keep myself busy, I can't hear. By going somewhere, I can keep myself busy, I can't do that. Mind is so alert and active. Mind is always the same. I tell you, when your childhood, you are very busy, the mind is as fresh and young as when you are young. Maybe mind was immature when you are young, very young. Now it is little more mature, that's all. But still mind is very active. But the body is not when it was young. Body is not the same. Body changes. Then when the body cannot cope with the mind, understand? That is when you slowly lose your contacts with external things which keep you company. Satyam. That is why there is a time every human being becomes anathaha. So namma anatha means we think orphan. But here anathaha means philosophically, in spiritual language, in spirituality, anathaha means one who does not have the company is anathaha. One who does not have the company means what? One who does not have anything, okay? One who is not able to be kept occupied or busy. One who does not, nothing can hold the person's attention. Attention is there. Attention is longing to hold on to something. But nothing is, understand? Nothing external is available for the person to hold the attention. Therefore, the one who doesn't have anything to hold on to, one who is not able to be occupied and kept busy is what? Anathaha. Companyless person. Not the physical companionship, I mean. Something which keeps you busy is what? You become your company. Anything which keeps you busy becomes your company. Because your work is your company. Then, when you don't have the company, you miss the company. See, when you get old, you can't have the company, okay? Things are there. TV is there, you can't watch. Books are there, you can't read. You won't remember things and you can't remember. Lot of problems. Then what happens? You have the company, but you can't have the company. Understand? When you can't have the company, you miss the company. You're helpless. This is called, okay? Adha, in the support ku, oru kuchi illama, thavalra, ilam, oru creeper madri. Understand? You miss the company. Missing the company is misery. Define what is misery now. Missing the company is misery. So anathaha is the one who cannot have the companionship, thereby one who misses the company, therefore one who goes through the misery, one who is miserable. Anathaha. Sanathaha, all of us as young, we all have anathas. But there will be a time we will all become anathas. But from childhood, if we know, we worship and pray and worship and pray, there will be a time you should know what? You worship and pray should culminate in knowing who Bhagavan is. Initially, as a child, you start worshipping, start praying. Then that will help you to know who the Lord is in the long, okay? And know Bhagavan. Know Bhagavan as who? As yourself. If you know who you are, when you are conscious, when you are healthy, then if you know who you are, when nothing else is available for you to keep you company, then you can be with yourself. Amazing, isn't it? You will be your own company. That's why learn to be with yourself. That is why from childhood onwards, we should avoid self-negligence. Understand? To avoid self-negligence only in our culture, we have this worship, and every day we are asked to go and pray and worship. No, praying and worship with you, you are with Bhagavan. Being with Bhagavan as external thing to you is what? It will help you to be with yourself. It's a time when you are with yourself. And slowly that you will grow when you are mature enough and also understand things, shastram, etc., then you will know who you are. That's why one has to know one's own self, thereby one has to understand who the Lord is, so that one can be with one's own self. When you don't have anything external to keep you company, you will have yourself for your company, then you will not miss the company. You are there for yourself as your own company, so you won't be miserable. Then who are you? You don't require company. Understand? Or you don't need the company, external things, company, companionship. Then you are Natha. Understand? Anatha, we are Sanathas. We can choose to become Anathas or Nathas. Anathi magala, Nathanu magalana. If you know who Bhagavan is, you can become Natha. If you know who you are, thereby if you know who Bhagavan is, you will have the company of Bhagavan, then you are Bhagavan. Understand? You will be the Lord, Natha. If you don't have, you don't know the self, then you will become anatha. You will be miserable. Therefore, no, nahi, nahi. That misery is what? Fear. Understand? Fear is misery. Nahi, nahi, rakshati. Govindam bhaja. Noi, no, Bhagavan. A lot of time. Thank God. Understand? May you know Bhagavan. Understand the meaning now? So remember this, anathaha, sanathaha. When we are young, we have the company, hundreds of things to keep us company, to keep us going, to keep us occupied and busy. We are sanathaha. Tunai udayavarhal, sanatharhal. Tunai atravarhal, anatharhal. Tunai tevayatravar yarna, nathan thalaivan. If you have to, no, therefore, you have learned to be with yourself. To be with yourself means what? Better know yourself. Okay, you can just be with yourself. Prashanta Indriye. You want to know that? Have you written it?
Yeah.
Prashanta Indriye. Nashta samge vicheshte kapodgari vaktre bhayotkampi gatre. I repeat it. Prashantendriye nashta samge vicheshte kapodgari vaktre bhayotkampi gatre prayanonmukhe. Prayanonmukhe, mayanathe, mayi anathe, mayanathe. In the Marilla Kapana, Taniya irkrupo, Tonaye illam irkrupo. Understand? Tonaye illam irkrupo, mayanathe, drutam vehama. Soon, don't delay. Suguha, Bhagavane, Murha, Guha, okay? Drutam means soon. Drutam me ennulakkenakku. Drutam me dayalo. Bhava agre bhavagre tvam. Bhavagre tvam. Sikrama anak munnala vandhu ninnindu. It's a prayer. This prayer, which is a, see the, understand now why that prayer? Understand? See, when you in self knowledge, you are self dependent. You are self dependent means you are dependent on yourself. a self-dependent. Therefore what? You are independent of anything other than the self. You don't need anything other than the self. That's what is a freedom from self-dependence. Self-knowledge will help you to be self-dependent. Self-dependent is independence. Independence is freedom from emotional dependence. That's what is Swatantriyam. Freedom. It is moksha. Understand? This is absolutely psychologically healthy thing, you know. We have to learn to be this. Then we won't curse குழந்தைங்க எல்லாத்தையும் வயசான காலத்தில் உட்காந்துட்டு என்ன பார்க்க வரல பிள்ளைக்கான ஆல் மிஸ்ரபிள் நோ பீப்புள் ஆல் பீப்புள் ஆர் சப்போஸ் டு பிளஸ் சில்ட்ரன் தே ஸ்டார்ட் கர்சிங் சிட்டிங் இன் ஓல்ட் ஏஜ் ஹோம்ஸ் ஐ விசிட் சம்டைம்ஸ் வெரி சேட் எனிவே இட்ஸ் நாட் ஸோ திஸ் வை பஜ கோவிந்தம் அடுத்த கனெக்ஷன் நவ் பஜ கோ ஓகே வில் சிங் தட் प्रशान्तेन्द्रिये नष्टसंगे विचेष्टे प्रशान्तेन्द्रिये नष्टसंगे विचेष्टे कपोद्गारिवक्त्रे भयोत्कम्पिगात्रे प्रयाणोन्मुखे मय्यनाथे तदानीम् प्रयाणोन्मुखे मय्यनाथे तदानीम् प्रयाणोन्मुखे मय्यनाथे तदानीम् प्रयाणोन्मुखे मय्यनाथे तदानीम् द्रुतं मे दयालो द्रुतं मे दयालो भवाग्रे गुहत्वं भवाग्रे गुहत्वं प्रशान्तेन्द्रिये नष्टसंज्ञे विचेष्टे कपोद्गारिवक्त्रे भयोत्कम्पिगात्रे प्रयाणोन्मुखे मय्यनाथे तदानीम् मुखे मय्यनाथे तदानीम् द्रुतं मे दयालो भवाग्रे गुहत्वं भज गोविन्दं गोविन्दं भज मूढमते सम्प्राप्ते सन्निहिते काले नहि नहि रक्षति दुग्रिंकरणे द फर्स्ट वर्स ओके बिकम कंप्लीट मीनिंग ऑफ द सो नेक्स्ट वर्स मूढजहि धनागम तृष्णाम् मूढजहि धनागम तृष्णाम् कुरु सद्बुद्धिम् मनसि वितृष्णाम् यल्लभसे निज கர்மோபாத்தம் கர்மோபாத்தம் எல்லபசே நிஜ கர்மோபாத்தம் கர்மோபாத்தம் வித்தம் தேன வித்தம் தேன வினோதயசித்தம் வினோதயசித்தம் வித்தம் தேன வித்தம் தேன வினோதயசித்தம் வினோதயசித்தம் மூடஜஹீஹி மூடஜஹீஹி தனாகமத்ரிஷ்ணாம் தனாகமத்ரிஷ்ணாம் குரு சத்புத்திம் குரு சத்புத்திம் மனசி வித்ரிஷ்ணாம் மனசி வித்ரிஷ்ணாம் எல்லபசே நிஜ கர்மோபாத்தம் கர்மோபாத்தம் எல்லபசே நிஜ கர்மோபாத்தம் கர்மோபாத்தம் வித்தம் தேன வினோதயசித்தம் வினோதயசித்தம் வித்தம் தேன வினோதயசித்தம்
வித்தம் தேன வினோதயசித்தம்
So the first verse makes a person have purushartha nischayah. Okay, first verse helps one to be definite about one's ultimate goal of life. Be moksha. Ultimately, one day or the other, you know, we put it differently. Okay, discover happiness. In fact, as long as there is emotional dependence, there is no security, there is no fearlessness, there is no satisfaction. Therefore, the first verse helps converts one from simply being, you know, converts one into a mumukshu. Not a mumukshu alone, jignasu. Jignasu means what? One who wants to know Bhagavan. Converts a non-spiritual person into a spiritual person. How can you say the one, anyone who simply prays to Bhagavan, praying to Bhagavan, worshipping Bhagavan, is a religious person, no doubt. But only when the ardent, tivra icha, the ardent wish to know who Bhagavan is, I want to know who Bhagavan is, I need to know who Bhagavan is, I know the value of knowledge. Other than this knowledge, nothing else will free me from emotional dependence. As long as I'll be emotionally dependent, I'll be subject to fear. Okay, I want to get rid of this pain of fear. Okay, the fear of death and fear. I want to get rid of this fear for good, which is possible only when I become emotionally independent. Under the freedom from emotional dependence only in knowledge. Therefore, I want to know. Okay? Knowing the value of knowledge. The first verse helps one to have the value of the self-knowledge. Knowing the value of self-knowledge, one becomes committed to the pursuit of self-knowledge. So commitment to the pursuit of self-knowledge is not possible if one does not know the value of self-knowledge. This verse, the first verse helps one to have the value of knowledge, know the value of knowledge, thereby makes one, you know, committed to the pursuit of self-knowledge. When a person becomes committed to the pursuit of self-knowledge, he becomes spiritual. Unless and until one becomes committed to the pursuit of self-knowledge, he is not spiritual. He may be religious, he may be ethical. He may not be ethical, he may not be religious also. But when a person really becomes spiritual, only when he has a desire to know, jignasa. Jignasa means what? Desire to know what the self is, who I am, what is the truth of the universe, who Bhagavan is. When this desire to know arises in one's mind, thereby, you know, one becomes committed to the pursuit of knowledge, only then he is, one can be known as spiritual person. When a person becomes spiritual, of course, he is highly worshipful and he is highly prayerful, therefore he is religious. And not only he is worshipful and prayerful, he is highly committed to live a life of values, because he knows without living a life of dharma, without living a life of values, without living his life doing things in conformity with dharma, there's no way of winning the grace of the Lord to accomplish anything punyam, and of course not also for jnanam. Therefore, he knows the value of values. This knowledge will help him have the knowledge of the value of values. Then he'll be committed to live a life of values. Then, therefore, he'll be ethical. The spiritual person will be religious and also ethical. Once he becomes ethical and also, when he is already ethical and already religious, he is spiritual also. Understand? As I told you many times in the class, an ethical person need not be spiritual and religious. A religious person need not be ethical and spiritual, but the spiritual person is definitely ethical and religious. Therefore, the next shloka also tells, Moodha, always he calls Moodha, Moodha, okay? Moodha, in Tamil also we have the word Moodha, but Samskritam word, okay? Anyway, Moodha means deluded. It's a participle of the noun Mohaha. Mohaha is delusion. And Muhyati means deludes, okay? Delude, is deluded. And Moodha is what? Deluded participle. So, the Mayangiyavan, and if you wanted to say what? Deluded person is who? Moodha. So, in vocative case, vivatimila Moodhane is a Moodha. Moodha jahihi, jahihi, may you give up. Okay, free yourself from. Moodha jahihi. Dhanagama treshnam. I have told you already, other than the knowledge of the Lord, knowledge of yourself, nothing will free you from the fear of death and free you from emotional dependence. Therefore, may you earn artha. May you artha is very important. Wealth is very important. All other possessions are very important, but may you not be greedy after them. Understand? Dhana agama trishna. Trishna means thirst. Dahaha. Okay? Dahaha. Trishna is another word for dahaha. Tamil also have a word daham. In Sanskrit shabdaha, that is, you know that. Daham. Dahaha means thirst. In Tamil also we have the word daha. Trishna is equal to dahaha, thirst. Thirst for money, craving for too much of wealth. See, Shastram does not say don't pursue wealth, okay? But Shastram only says don't crave for too much of wealth. Don't be greedy after wealth. Why? Because if you're too greedy after that, if you acquire much more than what you require in life, then there will not be time for you to be with yourself, to learn to be with yourself, to know, to pray, to worship, to know who you are. That's why, understand, nothing wrong if you pursue wealth. But we should know how to draw a line. Shastram does not say sit idle, all the time do pujas, only worship and pray, don't go out and work and don't earn your money. No, doesn't say that. Okay, do your duties, earn money, pursue artha, have as much as possible, but don't be too greedy. Because it will take all your attention away. See, the more we go after accomplishing, pursuing artha, wealth, in different forms of wealth, the more our attention will be taken out. The more you will be extrovert. The more your attention is taken away, the more you are always with the external things, the less you are with yourself. The less you are with Bhagavan. The less you are with yourself, the less you are with Bhagavan, the less you learn to be with yourself. That is why people get senile and all that. When they get old, the problem comes. Because even people are not very busy earning also, sometimes if you're from young age onwards, if they don't learn to worship and pray and all the, at least some singing and all that, bhajanam is all good. That's why singing bhajans is also good. Somewhere we have to learn to be with that from childhood. So we can't sing always singing only bhajans. Okay, singing, classical music, all these things in a way, very good, but keeps you with Bhagavan. That's the only way you relate to Bhagavan. Otherwise, that's why he says, Dhana Agama Trishnam Jahihi. May you give up this, greediness. It means what? Give up your greediness means what? Why he says give up? Because you can use your will. If I say give up your desire, it is wrong. Know why? You are not creating your desire. You are not creating your greed also. It is naturally there. You can't undo your desire. You can't destroy your desire. But still, you are blessed with the willpower. You know what is willpower? I told you many times. What is willpower? The capacity to choose to do a given action is willpower. You are blessed with willpower. Therefore, you can manage your desires. If you don't have willpower, you cannot manage your willpower. You cannot manage your desires. I tell you, desires are natural. Okay, we cannot undo or destroy our desires, but we can manage our desires. How can you manage? To manage your desires, you have to use two things. What are the two things you have to use? One is your willpower, other one is your knowledge of values. You know what is right and what is wrong. You also have the capacity to choose to do the given action. Therefore, here you can use your willpower. I have earned enough. I have this much. Okay? So, you will know what are your basic needs. How much more you can earn as much as you want. But too much you don't need. That's what Bhagavan says here. Because the mind goes, because any karma will take a mind away from you. You will be too extroverted. That's what he says. Therefore, dhana agama trishnam jahihi. May you give up your greediness. May you greed for wealth. That means what? He does not say don't pursue. May you pursue the artha and kama, but enough. Mudhajahihi dhanagama trishnam. Why he calls mudha? Because the more you pursue wealth, because of greed is driving you, chasing you, you don't think, you don't use your will, just you are slave of your mind, no? That you want to acquire more and more and more means what? You are not, see, you can have desire, when you manage your desire, you are master of your mind. When you don't manage your desire, you become a slave of your mind. So managing one's desires without trying to undo one's desires, without trying to destroy the desires, prayerfully trying to manage one's desires will help one have mastery over one's desires. Understand? If we do not manage our desires, then we will be slave of our desires. Slave of your mind. Understand? What is it which makes you a slave of your mind? What is it which makes you a master of your mind? Management of desires makes one master. Non-management of desires makes one slave. If you can manage your desires, then you can pursue artha and dharkama, all forms of wealth you want, all forms of pleasures, no, moderately, okay? To necessary artha and kama you can pursue in conformity with dharma. You will not crave for the, you know, over possession. You won't be over possessed, you won't crave for extra possession. That's why he says, if you do not have purushartha nischaya, if you do not know what you want in life through the acquiring too much, what you want is only happiness. What you want is freedom from emotional dependence. Understand? That is for only in jnanam. Knowledge alone is going to help you discover what you ultimately want through this accomplishment of artha and kama, all the wealth also. If you know it is knowledge, this, how much ever I artha kama I pursue, how much ever wealth I accumulate, this is not going to free me from emotional dependence. This is not going to give me what I really seek in life. Once you are very clear, then you will not be deluded. When you are not clear about it, you will be deluded. When you are deluded, this is moha. There is no discriminative knowledge of what I ultimately want in life. What is it which is going to free me from emotional dependence? That viveka, lack of discriminative knowledge is what? Delusion. When there is no viveka, lack of viveka is delusion, mohaha. When there is no clarity, lack of discriminative knowledge, then the person is modha. The way he is addressing, you are modha, you are deluded, you do not have this discriminative knowledge of what you want ultimately in life and what is it which alone can give you ultimately in life. It is the knowledge which will free you from emotional dependence, not this dhanam. Understand? Therefore, he says here, mudha jahihi. Mudha jahihi dhanagama trishnam kuru sadbuddhim manasi vitrishnam. Kuru sadbuddhim, sadbuddhim kuru. Manasi vitrishnam, sadbuddhim kuru. Sadbuddhi means what? May you have right thinking. See, lack of discriminative understanding results in what? Durbuddhi. Durbuddhi means what? Wrong thinking. Wrong thinking leads you to what? Leads you accumulate more and more and more. It drives you, makes you greedy. But right thinking, may you have the right thing. Please think. Use your buddhi. Okay? Use your willpower. have discriminative understanding. What is it you want in life? Is it moksha? Is it happiness? Isn't it emotional freedom from emotional dependence? If you want that, that is only in knowledge. Once you know that, you will acquire what you want, but not be greedy. Therefore, manasi sadbuddhim vitrishnam kuru. May you not have craving for overpossession. May you not have greed. May you free yourself from greed. Perasilirundu vittu. No? Free yourself from greed. Through your right thinking. Kuru sadbuddhim manasi vitrishnam. Okay, mudha jahihi dhanagama trishnam. Kuru sadbuddhim manasi vitrishnam. Yallabhase. Vitrishna means no freedom, the greed, absence of greed. Okay, perasa inmay is called vitrishna. So may you not have greed. You free yourself from greed. You know, having right thinking. Yallabhase nija karmopatam. Yallabhase nija karmopatam. Vittam tena vinodaya chittam. Vittam tena vinodaya chittam. So here he says, yallabhase nija karma upatam vittam. Nija karma upatam vittam yat labhase. See, you do your duties, you do what has to be done, you do all your actions, all your duties in conformity with dharma, then definitely whatever comes in life, whatever has been ordained to come to you, whatever has been ordained for you to enjoy, you will definitely get it. So your non-performance of your duties will not help you progress. Performance of duties also will not help you. But here, you do your duties, but whatever you are ordained to go through, go enjoy, no, that you will definitely get. So, nija karma upatam vittam. Vittam, the wealth, whatever has wealth has been ordained to be acquired by you. By your karma. Tena vittena, yel labase, whatever you get, yet labase, whatever wealth you gain, you attain, ordained by your own prarabdha karma, as the result of your, no, karma, as your own duties, performance of duties, and all those things. Tena vitte, tena chittam vinodaya, may you keep yourself in good humor. May you feel pleased with whatever Bhagavan has ordained. Vinodayanartha, may you keep yourself good humor. May you be pleased with, satisfied with whatever wealth you get as ordained by your karma. Your own paradha karma phalam. உன் கடமைகளே நீ செய்யலாம். எது கிடைக்கிறதோ அதில் வச்சு திருப்திப்படுத்திக்கொள். ஏன்னா பிகாஸ் தட் இஸ் வாட் யூ ஹவ் ஆஸ்ட் ஃபார். அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட், நிஜ கர்ம உபாத்தம் வித்தம் எல்லபசே. வாட் எவர் யூ கெட் இஸ் வாட். வாட் எவர் வெல்த் ஆர் பிளஷர்ஸ் அர்த்த கர்ம ஆர் யூர் என்ஜாயிங், தட் ஹாஸ் பீன் ஆர்டைன்ட் பை யுவர் ஓன் பாரப்த கர்ம. Understand? So may you be pleased with that. May you be satisfied with that. don't be over, don't be greedy after things. You will not be greedy if you know what you want cannot be achieved by these wealth and other things. This is where we need to be prudent. That is why many people interpret this shloka wrongly also. Oh, don't touch money at all. Don't earn money. Don't work. Don't do anything. No. He only says, don't be greedy. Once you are free from moha, there is no delusion about what is my goal, what is it I want in life, what this life is all about, how this life is, what is Bharata, what is Sanchitam, what is Agami, why things are happening, okay, and Bharata is unfolding every day, every minute. We do have no say over whatever comes in life, because they are all determined by the natural laws. Once I know this, it is the knowledge which is going to free me from all my limitations. That means then my commitment is totally to the pursuit of knowledge. Then until I gain knowledge, attain the knowledge, I have to live my life. I live this whole life ultimately to know. Arivadarke ivvaalkaina. Aridale adaidal. Arivadarke ivvaalkai. The whole life is ultimately to know. Therefore, how do I live my life? No, I need artha, I need kama, I earn adequately, I have adequately, enough, then let me be satisfied. That is why once you are very clear, you will be very, very happy. Because the dissatisfaction won't really trouble you. Mudhajahihi Dhanagamatrishnam Kuru Sadbuddhim Manasi Vitrishnam Yallabhase Nija Karmopatam Vittam Tena Vinodaya Chittam Naristana Bhara Nabhi Desham Naristana Bhara Nabhi Desham Drishtva Maga Moha Vesham Drishtva Maga Moha Vesham Drishtva Maga Moha Vesham Drishtva Maga Moha Vesham Yetan Mam Savasadivikaram Yetan Mam Savasadivikaram Yetan Mam Savasadivikaram
Yetan Mam Savasadivikaram
Naristana Bhara Nabhi Desham
Naristana Bhara Nabhi Desham
Naristana Bhara Nabhi Desham
Naristana Bhara Nabhi Desham
Drishtva Maga Moha Vesham
Drishtva Maga Moha Vesham
Yetan Mam Savasadivikaram
Yetan Mam Savasadivikaram
Manasi Vichintaya Manasi Vichintaya Varam varam, varam varam,
మనసి విచింతయ వారం వారం.
హి సేస్ హియర్ హావింగ్ ద సెకండ్ వర్స్ హి టాక్స్ అబౌట్ ద లిమిటేషన్స్ ఆఫ్ అర్థ, లిమిటేషన్స్ ఆఫ్ వెల్త్, limitations of all forms of wealth, how that greediness after pursuit of more than enough of wealth is not good, therefore we have to free ourselves from greed. Once you have this clarity about the purusha, clear about the purushartha nischaya, we know the value of knowledge, then naturally we will be free from, we can free ourselves from greed. That's the second mantra. And this third shloka, he talks about the pleasures, limitations of pleasure. See, generally any pleasure, okay, mannase ponnase, no, we say we say this, no? This putreshana, vitteshana, lokeshana. Even though surgasi also, other, did they say for heavenly pleasures, etc. All forms of pleasures. All forms of pleasures are reduced. Okay. So here he says, suppose even pleasure, physical pleasure or any other pleasure. Okay. Any pleasure is what? Pleasure is time bound. No pleasure can make you really happy, keep you happy always. In fact, pleasure itself is what? Pleasure itself is fraction of fullness, which is your own swarupam. Any pleasure is a fraction of fullness. A wave is a fraction of the total ocean. Similarly, what is pleasure? Pleasure is a state of mind. இன்பம் சிற்றின்பம் என்பது என்னன்னா, எனி இன்பம், பிளஷர் இஸ் வாட்? பேரின்பம் சிற்றின்பம், வி கால் டாக் அபவுட் இட். பிளஷர் இஸ் ஃபிராக்ஷன் ஆஃப் ஃபுல்னஸ். நிறைவின் பகுதியே இன்பம்னா, சோ ஃபிராக்ஷன் ஆஃப் ஃபுல்னஸ் இஸ் பிளஷர். தட் இஸ் வை ஹூ இஸ் ஃபுல்னஸ் ஹியர், யூ ஆர் ஃபுல்னஸ். When you say you means what? The reality is fullness. The truth of yourself is fullness. So any time, whenever this pleasure is a state of mind. Pleasure is a state of mind. So whenever there is an object, no, which makes you happy, when you listen to her music, when you see some nice TV series or something, it holds your attention for some time. Whenever your attention is held by a given object, look at this. When you're watching nice music, listening to nice music, raga alapanam, half an hour raga alapanam, you're so engrossed in listening to the music. The ragam is so nice, you know, alapanam 40 minutes, half an hour. It's so, you enjoy the melody. Enjoy the, you know, alapanam, the sweetness of the voice, everything is so engrossed. Then you forget about everything. Mei marand ketal, mei marattal. Means what? You forget about everything means, in fact, you forget about yourself. You forget yourself. Okay, that is what is... When you are lost in, it's called losing oneself. When you're absorbed in something, you're engrossed in something, you're immersed in something, you lose yourself. That what is mei marattal. It can be mei marattal na udambaratam. You just forget that you are there. You forget yourself. Sometimes, you know, when people say, oh, mei marattal saapadrar. Mean what? When sometimes the pleasure of the object, your tongue is so engrossed in eating the taste, you forget yourself. You watch some TV serial, no movie, sometimes people you cry with along with the heroine and all that, you forget yourself. Why do you cry? You just lose yourself, understand? So anything which holds your attention for a length of time, then you forget yourself means you lose your identity with your body, mind, and complex. உன்னையே மறந்துடும் ஃபார் கொஞ்ச நேரத்துக்கு. Whenever you forget yourself, your smallness also is what? Your smallness, no? The smallness centered on I is resolved. உன் குறைகளை மறப்பாயினா. எப்பெல்லாம் உன்னையே மறக்கிறையோ அப்பொழுது உன் குறைகளை மறந்து விடுவாய். This is a trick. Some people are given to liquor and all that. Okay, why people are given to intoxicating drinks? Anything intoxicating drink helps me forget myself. So I forget all about all my problems also. Understand this way? Whenever your smallness centered on I is resolved, okay, how long is resolved? As long as you forget yourself. How long you forget yourself? As long as attention is, no? Attention is held by something. As long as you're engrossed and listen to music or watching some program, you forget yourself. When you forget yourself, the smallness centered on I is also resolved for length of time. Then the state of mind that is there is what? Pleasure. It means what? Whenever you forget yourself, fullness surfaces. When there is fullness, there's only fullness. When there is fullness, but the fullness doesn't stay forever, you don't know that you're there. They stay for, why? When the object of which keeps attention goes, okay, serial is over or the music concert is over, then you wake up again, understand? You don't forget, again you know, you get back to yourself, then smallness set on I again comes, again you continue to be again same person. Understand? So what is pleasure? Pleasure is nothing but, understand, fraction of fullness. Surfaces. Is happiness from outside or from you? It's you. Understand? It's just the state of mind. You are yourself. Whenever I am is forgotten for some time, the smallness and an I also is forgotten for some time, then there is only fullness. But the fullness, you lose sight of fullness. Okay? Fullness is not there when again, the object which holds attention goes away. So the pleasure is, joy is not from the object. Okay, but that object becomes object of pleasure. Why? Because whenever that object which holds your attention for your own fullness to surface for a length of time is said to be object of pleasure. So pleasure is not from the object. Okay, it's called fraction of fullness because that state doesn't stay. Attention changes, goes. Understand? This is what is pleasure. Is it clear now? That is why it's the easy thing. Why people are given to any sedatives? Because anything which helps one to forget oneself, once you're given to the habit, it always helps to forget one's problems. Because you have to forget yourself to forget your problems. Forgetting your problems means what? In fact, the smallness centered on I, unnudaiya kuraigalai marakkiradhukku, it helps. Then for length of time, it gives you kick. Understand? That's why people become addicted. Really speaking, that's a harmful. Some of the harmless objects of pleasures are there, music, dance and things and TV series, etc., etc. And harmful, you know, objects of pleasure. Both are objects of pleasure. Harmful and harmless. Anyway, what I want to say, a pleasure is time bound. Pleasure is time bound. This pleasure is a state of mind which surfaces whenever the smallness centered on I is forgotten, for which you have to forget yourself. To forget yourself, attention has been totally immersed in something. which Hamdi has to hold her attention. Anything which holds her attention, thereby which helps you to forget yourself, to forget the smallness, no, centered on I, to resolve, is what? Is known as object of pleasure. So, object is, any pleasure is what? Time bound. There is no pleasure from outside. But what you want is what? Through all the pleasures, through all the pleasures, enjoyment of all pleasures, by giving attention to different objects of pleasure, what you seek is the real emotional, freedom from emotional dependence, which is moksha, which is happiness, which is fullness. What you want is fullness, which is very you. Therefore, he says, what about this? Even the pleasure, okay? Even the company of a woman, for a man, in our culture, marriage is a must, because marriage is not only for mere physical pleasure. Of course, the biological needs are taken care of. The natural needs are taken care of by marriage. At the same time, for perpetuation of family, for perpetuation of dharma, we need our kula kozhundhugal. That's why we say, we need a children. Children are very important for perpetuation of dharma, the family and all that. That is why we need, okay? Woman is important in life, but that doesn't mean, but becoming a slave for these pleasures is not viveka. It doesn't imply viveka. Therefore, nari stanabhara nabhi desham. A woman's body, what it is, I'm not going to the details of this. Drishtva maga moha vesham. Don't get deluded by the pleasures, you have with the company of a woman. Therefore, he says, nabhi, nari stanabhara nabhi desham, drishtva maga moha avesham. Moha avesham adayade. Why? Because he says here, etat mamsa vikaram. What is this woman? What is this physical body? Man, a woman, physical body, nothing but mamsa vikaram. It is nothing but, the flesh. Modified form of, it's a flesh. Mamsa vikaram. It's nothing but just the full of flesh. Just the food you ate, the modified form of food, this is just the mamsa. Mamsa vikaram. Therefore, iti varam varam vichintaya. Please think repeatedly. Again and again think. Do you want? What do you want is this? What do you want is happiness? Not the time-bound pleasure. What you really search for through the pleasure also is what? Any pleasure, what you search for is happiness. You are not really interested in time-bound pleasure. You are interested in everlasting happiness. That happiness is only in jnanam. So please know the knowledge is that which is going to give you what you really seek in life. What you really seek is not the pleasure but fullness. You are not seeking for fraction, you are seeking for fullness. But don't foolishly go and search for fullness in fraction. Because fraction is, understand? The pleasure that you seek is just a fraction of fullness. But what you want is fullness. Do you want fullness or fraction? You want fullness. Okay? If you know what you want is fullness, not the fraction, then you will be very intelligent. Go for knowledge. Don't go for objects of pleasure. All these objects in a woman or any other objects of pleasure, they all will give you only what? Fractions, not the fullness. Understand? And the fractions are all always time bound. It is called a fraction. Fullness is timeless happiness, everlasting happiness. Pleasure is a time bound fraction. Therefore, may you not be happy viveka. Once you are free from, once you know who you are, once you know who Bhagavan is, then you will discover yourself being fullness. Then you will not be going for fraction. There is a testimony.
Bhaja Govindam, Bhaja Govindam, గోవిందం భజ మూఢమతే సంప్రాప్తే సన్నిహితే కాలే నహి నహి రక్షతి డుగ్రింకరణే. ఓం పూర్ణమద పూర్ణమిదం పూర్ణాత్ పూర్ణముదచ్యతే పూర్ణస్య పూర్ణమాదాయ పూర్ణమేవావశిష్యతే. ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతి. హరి ఓం తత్సత్. శ్రీ గురుభ్యో నమః. హరి ఓం.